Hey listeners, my name is Kelly Givens and I'm one of the producers behind Your Daily Prayer. I wanted to let you know about a new podcast we've created. It's called How to Study the Bible, and it's hosted by Nicole Eunice, a writer, speaker, and Bible teacher with a real passion to help Christians understand and apply the Bible to their everyday lives. I think that there are a lot of us out there, myself included, who really want to study the Bible, but just have no idea where to start or how to make sense of what we're reading. What we may not realize is that we've somehow missed out on some pretty fundamental, basic tools and skills, which once we have them, can really help us begin to interpret and understand what God is saying through His Word. If you feel like that describes you, we would love for you to check out this podcast. You can find it by searching How to Study the Bible in your favorite podcast app or by going to lifeaudio.com. We'll also have a link to it in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think. A Prayer for Faith and Understanding by Dick Woodward. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27:13. As we ponder the definition of faith, we hear it said that believing is seeing. When I see it, I'll believe it, is the way some would put it. In the verse quoted above, David clearly writes that we believe first, and then our believing leads us to seeing what we believe. Biblical faith always has an unseen object. According to other scriptures, there will always be evidence of the unseen object of our faith exists. But when our faith is biblical faith, the object of that faith will be unseen. Seeing does not lead to believing because we already have the object of our faith when we see it. But believing does lead to seeing, according to David and the other authors of the Bible. A rural pastor told his people that when they invited him home for dinner after church, he was always hoping they would have southern fried chicken. If he had no reason to believe that would be on the menu, he could only hope there would be chicken for dinner. But when he came into their home, if he smelled chicken and if he saw from the living room chicken gravy on the dining room table, those things were the evidence of the object he could not see. He could now believe there was chicken in the kitchen and he would have it for dinner. David tells us that after the believing that leads to seeing, all we have to do is wait on the Lord until we see the object of our faith. Are you believing God for something you cannot yet see? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we cannot yet see you, but we trust that you are there. We trust that you hold this world in the palm of your hand. Help us to live every day with this perspective. Help us to understand that faith is found in the small actions of kindness we make. When we comfort the grieving, when we give help to the homeless, we are declaring your victory. Amen.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.